2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Friday, June 18th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Hazy sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City and 86 degrees.
Emergency traffic on I-15 in Roy. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this half hour is breaking news. The community of Holiday is banning personal fireworks through October 15th after a unanimous city council vote during last night's meeting. In a press release sent out this afternoon, Holiday says it has followed other Salt Lake County East Bench communities who share similar concerns of wildfires during a particularly brutal stretch of heat and a statewide drought. Now, several of those communities have already taken action to ban fireworks. Senator Mitt Romney is calling on Congress to do a better job when it comes to responding to wildfires and preventing them from becoming major catastrophes. He's pushing for a new commission to study this. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. Paul?
And Maria, one of the best ways government agencies together to knock down the blazes. Senator Romney says one problem, too many different entities that own land.
There might be interior. Other time it's the forestry department. Other times it's state land, private land. Each has different rules and regulations.
The commission would also take a look at what kind of firefighting equipment we have and where it should be strategically placed. He hopes to attach this to an infrastructure bill that's being compromised in Washington. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The newest federal holiday is being celebrated throughout the country today, including here in Utah. A ceremony at the Salt Lake County Government Center marks the signing of the Juneteenth holiday bill by President Biden. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Let every voice.
The ceremony taking place outside the county government building today with a list of featured guests and the singing of what is considered the Black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Followed by an official county proclamation read by Mayor Jenny Wilson.
And whereas on Juneteenth, 1865, is considered the date when the last slaves in America were freed.
And appearances from NAACP Salt Lake Chapter President John Etta Williams and local Black Lives Matter spokesperson Lex Scott. County residents also got a chance to look at the Black History Museum bus as well. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The new holiday is being celebrated around the country. In Madison, Wisconsin, Governor Evers today discussed the impact of slavery on the United States.
As we're bouncing back from this pandemic, we're also working to make sure we're putting equity front and center in our recovery efforts and addressing racial disparities in our state head on.
In Texas, Indian American K.P. George, the first person of color to serve as Fort Bend County Judge, spoke at the commemorative event there.
This is a very special day in Fort Bend County. Absolutely, it is a special day. We are assembled in front of the historic courthouse with a lot of history.
And finally, former President Barack Obama spoke to ABC's Michael Strahan about what the holiday means, especially when it comes to resiliency.
The ability to bounce back and keep going, those are qualities that can carry us forward. And no one has exhibited that more historically in this country than African Americans.
The former president speaking to ABC on a Juneteenth special that will air tonight. Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Californians will now be able to get digital versions of their COVID vaccine cards, but officials are saying it's not a vaccine passport.
California says it's simply an electronic version of the card that Americans are given when they get the COVID vaccine. Californians can put their information into a website, and through the state vaccination registry, they get an electronic copy to carry on their phone. It also includes a QR code for businesses that require vaccinations to scan to verify that person's vaccination status.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. A Logan man is arrested and accused of raping and manipulating a 16-year-old girl. Now, according to police documents, the 23-year-old Scott Preston Ferry sent the girl text messages telling her to perform sexual acts from another number and name. The girl's mother told police she was concerned about text messages with some type of devil worship language. Those messages were sent over several months last fall. The girl also told police she would follow the instructions in the text because she was afraid for her safety and the safety of her family. Utah Department of Transportation is warning drivers to plan extra time this weekend as they work on repairs in several areas. The heaviest delays are expected on the I-215 West Belt, where only two southbound lanes will be open near 5400 South starting tonight, and two lanes of I-15 in Salt Lake between 3900 and 3300 South will also be closed starting tonight through Sunday. I-15 will be closed in Cedar City starting on Monday for 2 days. UDOT officials are urging drivers to be extra cautious and alert in these areas. Coming up on KSL, scams targeting the elderly. They had a banner year. Plus, we do have emergency traffic in your noontime drive.
Big problems on both north and southbound I-15. But southbound I-15 in Weber County, we have a crash in the left construction split causing huge delays into Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Dave.
It's called a learning recession. And, of course, we're blaming COVID.
But I think it's time we look at the part we play.
Dear Janovic.
Summer boost programs, hiring really smart kids from the neighborhood.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Hey, you free for a sec? Got a little free time? Because Xfinity Flex, it's free too. It comes with Xfinity Internet. Flex is a 4K streaming box that puts all of your apps in one place. And Peacock Premium is included. Get tons of movies and shows. Free. On the house. Thrown in. Gratis. Which is Latin for free. Or thank you. I can't remember. Point is, with Xfinity Flex, your entertainment starts at free. Can your internet do that? Am I free to leave?
Sure.
Okay, thanks.
Get started with Xfinity Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Now with double the speed included. Plus, add a Flex 4K streaming box at no extra cost. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/21. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus Internet customers only. Equipment, taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Subscription required to access streaming services.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Holiday City is banning fireworks through the summer over concerns of wildfires. City Council voted unanimously during last night's meeting in favor of that ban. KSL News Time, 1208. The nation's senior citizens lost nearly $1 billion in scams last year.
In a new report, the FBI said more than 100,000 people over the age of 65 fell victim to scams in 2020. The average financial loss was more than $9,000. The elderly were extorted more than any other group of people, with the highest number of fraud cases occurring in California, Florida, and Texas. The scams run the gamut, involving everything from romance and tech support to lottery and sweepstakes. The criminals use intimidation and threats or exploit trust to siphon money from their targets, a total of nearly $1 billion just last year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Father's Day is a big weekend for visiting and activities among senior citizens at many facilities and communities. The president of the Utah Assisted Living Association, Scott Monson, says his message is that assisted living is safe and open.
We are having wonderful moments and people are feeling good and great, and they enjoy the camaraderie that they find with their friends and with the staff, and all of that is still very much alive.
Monson says they keep encouraging vaccination among visitors and family members and new staff or residents. Now, this weekend, there will be plenty of barbecues and grilling and ways to celebrate dads and grandpas. We do have an emergency traffic situation to start your noon hour. This one in Roy. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, it's been a very rough ride on I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. This is the latest from UDOT, and the problem is I can't really see through the live traffic cameras exactly what's happening because we've had so many issues, and well, traffic is just jammed up both directions. But UDOT now says on southbound I-15, the crash just south of 5600 South Roy in Weber County, it remains in the left construction split. They're hoping to have that cleared in about a half an hour. And so we're still seeing big delays, and these are stop-and-go speeds that are reaching back to 31st Street in Ogden. Then, on the northbound side of I-15 in Davis County, we did have a crash in the left construction split about an hour ago. That crash has been moved, but now we have another crash near Center Street in Clearfield. It's over to the left shoulder on the main flow, but that is what's causing your big backups almost to Kaysville. If you can delay your travel time, you want to do that. Even though the freeway is open now, it's still going to add an extra anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour travel time either direction on I-15 in between Weber and Davis counties. So delay your travel time or use an alternate route if you know of one. Right now, we are starting to see the overflows starting to appear on Highway 89. Olson's Greenhouse encourages a little outdoor therapy in your garden. Relieve stress and enjoy your surroundings with beautiful Olson's bedding plants. For retailers or great planting ideas and tips, visit OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at your forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Temperatures will continue to climb today all the way up to 99 degrees. There is a chance for gusty winds as a few isolated thunderstorms could develop late in the day and this evening. Then tonight, a low of 73. More sunshine and 99 tomorrow. Back to the mid-90s for Father's Day. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Kristen Van Dyke snuck in there on me right now. 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, how a woman in Alaska was able to survive in the woods after bears charged her on a hiking trail. You don't want to miss this story. Coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news. Now that we are deep in the heat of the season, I'm always looking for new healthy recipes that are just a bit lighter and easier to digest. And one of the great ideas I got from my online grocer, Imperfect Foods, it's a recipe for a delicious frittata made from all of the leftover vegetables in my fridge. It's Imperfect's mission to reduce food waste. That's why it gathers fresh, imperfect, or excess groceries right from farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass the savings on to me. Now, they've also found great ways to use upcycled ingredients or byproducts that would normally go to waste. My family loves Imperfect's upcycled chocolate chip cookies that are made with the okara flour, which comes from the pulp of organic soybeans that are left over from the process of making soy milk. They also have more than 500 staples, those must-have items like milk, bread, and eggs. See for yourself how easy it is to get fresh groceries while reducing food waste and saving time and money. Use the code SLC. You'll get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in savings. Now, this is really an amazing offer, and right now is the perfect time to check them out and save 20% on your first four orders. Use the code SLC right now. You will save up to $80 at imperfectfoods.com.
It's coming. The day to celebrate the dad who can do near anything. Dads Who Fix. Dads Who Futz. Dads Who Figure Out. Two hardworking dads a solid and save on hardworking gifts from Duluth Trading. Order online, shop in store, do a pickup and more.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson and others gathered today at the Salt Lake County Government Building to celebrate Juneteenth as a national holiday. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
Second holiday city is joining a list of cities banning fireworks this summer. The city council voted in favor of the ban last night. It will last throughout the summer. Third hour, biggest traffic trouble spot, Ricky Meese.
That's going to be I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. Due to crashes, if you're on the northbound side of I-15, delays go from Layton all the way to Roy's. Southbound I-15, heavy delays from an earlier crash, and that's from 31st Street in Ogden down to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A high of 99 degrees again this afternoon under partly cloudy skies and a chance for gusty winds with a slight chance for storms developing this afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Cloudy, 86 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The goal to get 70% of U.S. adults partially vaccinated by July 4th, now just a little over 2 weeks away, President Biden delivers remarks on vaccination efforts this afternoon. In Atlanta, Georgia, this hour, Vice President Kamala Harris is at Clark Atlanta University urging Americans to get vaccinated.
We together have the power to end this pandemic.
Earlier, Harris made a stop at a vaccination site at Ebenezer Baptist Church, part of the administration's efforts to reach people where they pray, work, and shop, along with knocking down misinformation surrounding COVID vaccines.
Getting a shot, the inconvenience it may be of having to go and get the shot versus all of the other tragedies that come from this thing. We know what's worth it, right?
Health experts say a new variant known as Delta spreading in the U.S., and it will become the dominant variant in the coming months. CDC head doctor, director Rochelle Walensky.
The Alpha variant or the UK variant that we have here, we saw that quickly become the dominant strain in a period of 1 or 2 months, and I anticipate that is going to be what happens with the Delta strain here.
A suspicious package under investigation found outside CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. It's still being looked at this hour. New troubles for Peloton and for customers. Hackers may be able to target your at-home workout equipment. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. A woman lost for days in the Alaskan backcountry is now home, and she says she had to escape from bears, and she only has a few scrapes and bruises. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has the story.
After 40 hours alone in the deep Alaska wild, this morning one hiker is battered and bruised, but has a harrowing story of survival to share.
I cried many times on the mountain.
A group of grizzly bears charged 55-year-old Fina Kiefer, chasing her off her hiking trail as she fended them off with bear spray.
I had to stand my guard while this bear was charging me, so I grabbed my pepper spray out of my side. And then he was, as he was charging me, I sprayed the first spray. And then I said, "Hey!" And then he stopped his charge about 20 feet, so startled that he like turned around, ran down with the second bear in tow.
Lost in the woods, she texted her husband saying she needed help, but then she stopped responding to calls and messages, setting off a massive search and rescue operation. More than 100 people, including ski patrol, rescue dogs, and Air National Guard, began scouring the wilderness through the following day and into the next night. Kiefer could hear helicopters overhead, but they couldn't see her.
She was actually able to build a fire, a small fire. She was able to keep herself warm and sustain herself through the night.
I had waterproof matches that my husband had given me, and I put them in my backpack this winter thinking, oh, I might need these. So I put them in there for months. I didn't use them for months, but man, that night I was so thankful for them.
Heavy rain made day two of the search even more challenging, eventually forcing the effort to pause. But just an hour later, Kiefer finally found her way to safety.
I was just so thankful to be alive and to love my family again.
The challenging 12-mile trail Kiefer was attempting to follow warns hikers to be prepared to encounter bears and moose.
Hartung also says authorities in Alaska tell hikers to carry bear spray and matches, which obviously saved this woman's life. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We do have an emergency traffic situation in the Roy area. Let's get the latest now from Ricky Meeks.
We have a crash on southbound I-15 just after 5600 South in Roy. It's in the left lane and blocking traffic, and that is bringing traffic almost to a standstill with delays stretching back to 31st Street in Ogden. Now, if you're on the northbound side of I-15, a crash. It's now blocking the left construction split northbound to I-15 at Center Street in Clearfield. This is a different one. We had one on the left shoulder, but right now we're seeing heavy delays on northbound I-15 due to this crash. And those delays stretch from Layton right about Gentile Street right on up to the Sunset Roy area. Highway 89 starting to get filled in with busy traffic both directions between the I-84 junction and I-15. Then in Utah County, we have traffic coming to a crawl as you're going to Pleasant Grove, Linden, and Orem. Now, I don't have anything official reported, but a KSL traffic trooper is reporting a vehicle fire involving a car and a trailer southbound I-15 right before 1600 North in Orem. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kristen Van Dyke has a look at our 7-day forecast.
Despite the cloudier start, still a hot finish. 99 degrees this afternoon, then down to 73 tonight. A chance for a few isolated thunderstorms and gusty winds this evening. Then tomorrow, 99 with more sunshine and smoky conditions. Father's Day, 96 degrees as a cold front moves through. And that will drop us to 92 on Monday. Then more highs in the middle to upper 90s next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, a complete update of your money news. But a quick check in the markets right now shows that the Dow is down by nearly 1.5%. Stay with us for more. KSL News Time, 1222.
A couple of weeks ago, Dee and I took a little road trip over into Nevada. And as we were going along, I noticed that her little deemer, we call it, was pulling slightly to the right. And I thought, you know, when we get back, we've got to get into Burt Brothers, and especially since we're planning a little longer trip going back to see her family in Missouri just in the next week or so. We just pulled it on into Burt Brothers and said, hey, it's pulling to the right and so on. They looked at it. They looked the car over to make sure that we were in good shape generally. But they said, yeah, it was out of alignment. Good thing that you came on in, saved the investment that you put into those tires. I love the fact that I can just go into the Burt Brothers and absolutely know that they are going to watch out for our vehicle, watch out for our family, and watch out for our pocketbook, too. You can go to BurtBrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. It's so easy to do. They're great people to do business with. Go to BurtBrothers.com. Find that location near you. It's Burt Brothers.
Everyone around here knows that it is tough to grow and keep a nice green lawn. Does your lawn's hard clay soil cause dry spots, brown spots, and thin spots that weeds won't even grow in? Is your lawn sick, pale yellow instead of dark green? It takes more than fertilizer to solve these problems. Revive Organic Soil Treatment to the rescue. Revive's powerful combination of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and micronutrients will revitalize and green your lawn while giving you a green thumb and lower your water bill. Revive makes water wetter, increasing water penetration, softening the soil, allowing water, fertilizer, and air to move down deep. That makes for a healthier, happier root system. And the iron in Revive greens up your lawn without excessive top growth. In no time, you will have a lawn to be proud of. So try Revive. It works. Visit revive.com for more information or a store near you.
It's back, and you will be too. Back for 2021 in their new location, June 17th through the 19th at the Cache County Fairgrounds. It's the Summerfest Arts Fair, featuring local and regional artists and musicians. You're going to love this like you've loved it before. Art, painting, ceramics, music, food. Logan Summerfest is loaded with all the things you and the family love the most. Then get set for the Juneteenth celebration, June 19th with a special Motown show featuring the Sensations Show Band. Also enjoy other regional musicians like Bamba Marile and Eli Mosley. This is where local, regional, and national artists come together to celebrate the arts. So discover 165 artist booths, 38 performing groups, and 24 food vendors, along with a plein air art competition. Get full details at LoganSummerfest.com. LoganSummerfest.com. Logan Summerfest, June 17th through the 19th at the Cache County Fairgrounds.
KSL News Time 1225. The organizers of Europe's largest soccer tournament are asking stars to leave sponsored drinks on the table.
Players at the Euro 2020 soccer tournament have been warned about the possibility of fines if they follow Cristiano Ronaldo's lead to remove sponsored drinks from the tables in front of them during press conferences. The Union of European Football Associations saying in a statement, quote, partnerships are integral to the delivery of the tournament and to ensuring the development of football across Europe, including for youth and women. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Paris.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. The price of a vacation, or vacation homes, I should say, is up. Vacation home sales rose by 16% last year, and now in vacation home countries throughout the country, homes are selling 45 days faster than in 2019. In Martha's Vineyard, the median price also jumped 64% in the last year. Democrats in New York want J.P. Morgan Chase to return overdraft fees collected during the pandemic. The bank collected nearly $1.5 billion in overdraft fees last year. That's more than any other bank. Dunkin' has a new menu. It's called, or a new menu item. It's called Popping Bubbles. The drink is similar to bubble tea with lots of boba-like bubbles that taste like strawberry. It will be available starting next week. Taking a look at your money at this moment. The Dow is currently down by 416 points, sitting at 33,408. S&P 500 is down by 40. The NASDAQ down by nearly a full percent, down 103 points. On a day that Americans commemorate the end of slavery after the Civil War, a piece of history from that same era has been unearthed in Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
18 feet below a busy downtown Houston street, a worker with a jackhammer hits something hard, like a lead bowling ball.
It's fortunate that a backhoe or somebody digging a line didn't run into it years and years ago.
And he's lucky it didn't detonate. University of Houston historian Gene Proy says the 80-pound cannonball was most likely dropped into what was then a swamp by retreating Confederate soldiers. And that's where it sat, undisturbed for around 170 years, until now. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Between wildfires, drought, traffic problems, and crazy weather, this is the summer to stay with KSL News Radio. Tim and Amanda from 5 till 9. Dave and Dujanovic at 9. An hour of news at noon. And Inside Sources at 1. And driving home, enjoy Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News between 3 and 7. Stay with us this summer. Your all-day companions for news. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail. Prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Serta with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
An emergency traffic situation to be aware of in your noontime drive. The latest with Ricky Meese.
We're going to begin in Utah County where fire crews are still on the scene of a vehicle fire. The black smoke has dissipated, but the other smoke, where it turns white, is drifting across the freeway. This is going to be southbound I-15 prior to 1600 North Orem. You're going to see all but the two left lanes of traffic blocked, really, and that's what's bringing traffic to a crawl all the way back to Pleasant Grove. Then, to the north, we have a crash on southbound I-15 just after 5600 South Roy, blocking a left lane of traffic. That's bringing traffic to a crawl as well. Back past 31st Street in Ogden, northbound I-15 in Davis County. An accident. This is in the left construction split. It is closed once again near Center Street in Clearfield. Slow and go and stop and go delays back to Layton by the mall. Now's the time to get that new car with rates near all-time lows. Get an auto loan from Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lingering clouds slowed the warm-up, but we'll still see a high of 99 degrees this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, with a chance for thunderstorms developing late today and overnight tonight. Expect a low of 73. Gusty winds are possible with those storms. And then for your Saturday, a high of 99 degrees with lots of sunshine and smoke. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time 12:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. A Utah Vietnam veteran who lost his service medals 20 years ago was honored today downtown with replacement medals. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards was in Senator Mitt Romney's office for the presentation and has this report.
There's a good conduct medal.
Richard DeGoyer and his family reached out to Senator Romney's office recently to see if they could help in any way, and the staff came through. Today, Senator Romney presented DeGoyer with the replacement medals.
Then there are two more because he happened to be a good shot, right?
Yeah, I still am.
Afterward, both men called it an honor.
Very honored to meet the senator myself. It's really quite an honor for me.
When DeGoyer returned home from Vietnam, he says he was told to not even wear his uniform. He says it is great for more veterans to be getting recognition and help. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Utah Jazz star Mike Conley may be in action again for tonight's game against the Clippers. According to ESPN, Conley is hopeful to return to the lineup. The condition of Donovan Mitchell is still unsure, though, and might not be decided until the start of the game. ESPN reports Mitchell may be out with an ankle injury that's continued to be a problem. The critical game 6 tonight will decide if the Jazz stay alive or not. They trail in the series after losing 3 games. The tip-off tonight is at 8. Mapleton City is telling people to boil their water. The city detected E. coli and total coliform in spring sources that feed the city's water supply. City has stopped using the water after the samples were taken. Officials are working to figure out what caused the contamination. Now, they use both well and spring water for drinking water. Because it usually takes 1 to 2 days to get results from the samples, the boil order could stay in place through the weekend. They say people should not drink the water without boiling it. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. California declared an emergency because of the ongoing heat wave. ABC's Alex Stone with the latest.
Many areas of the West, measurable amounts of rain probably won't come for 6 more months. At Folsom Lake in Northern California, drinking water source for millions of Californians, a lake is disappearing. What could it look like by December? Richard Preston LeMay is with California Parks.
I don't want to know. We'll probably just see a river with a small pool in front of the dam.
Electrical companies are begging for Californians to set their thermostats above 78 degrees and to brace for blackouts with so much air conditioning running.
In St. George, officials say they could have rolling blackouts as well today because they are on the same power grid as California. Officials in Tooele County are battling a new wildfire in Morgan Canyon. We know two hotshot crews are on the scene. It's burning between Grantsville and Rush Valley off the Mormon Trail Road. Officials tell us the fire is about 50 acres and in a difficult spot for the ground crews. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Former Vice President Mike Pence is speaking today at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. He's taking jabs at the current Vice President, Kamala Harris, for what he sees as a lack of action during the current border crisis.
It's past time for our current Vice President to go to the border, put our policies back into effect, and end the Biden border crisis today.
The annual policy conference is featuring conservative activists hoping to win a Republican majority in the 2022 midterm elections. A Proud Boys supporter arrested after the January 6th riot wants out of jail, but prosecutors want to keep him behind bars.
On January 6th, Edward Floria was in a frenzy. The Proud Boys supporter was so intent on joining the attack at the U.S. Capitol as he saw it unfolding on television. Federal prosecutors in Brooklyn said he dressed in a tactical vest, armed himself with combat knives, packed a bag with more knives, and was ready to travel. Guns cleaned, loaded, Floria posted on Parler. It's time to unleash some violence. He never went because, prosecutors said, he couldn't find a ride. He was arrested a few days later after he allegedly posted threats against Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock that are too vulgar for the radio. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Don't forget that Sunday is Father's Day. Many companies are offering special deals for Dad. Cabela's is holding an up to 50% off sale this weekend. Chili's is giving free $10 gift cards when you purchase $50 in gift cards. And Grubhub is giving a half dozen free Dunkin' Donuts to people who spend $15 or more on the Grubhub app. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, Juneteenth is being celebrated around the country today. Boyd Matheson will join me coming up to discuss why this day is so important. Plus, look at your noontime drive. Ricky Meese, a lot of problems.
A lot of problems. Emergency traffic on southbound I-15 in Weber County, northbound I-15 in Davis County, and southbound I-15 in Utah County. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some records we don't want to break.
The record high temperature ever recorded in Salt Lake City is 107 degrees.
Get an updated KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines, mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
There is a difference between uninformed, misinformed, and disinformed. None are ideal in preserving self-government. Voices from the past and present, including those who created our form of government, have warned that the survival of self-governance depends on educated and engaged citizens. Today, 32% of us cannot identify the Supreme Court as part of the judicial branch of government. 32%. 25% of Americans think that the concept of checks and balances allows for eliminating the Supreme Court if it makes too many decisions that aren't in their favor. It's time we resume teaching non-politicized facts and truths about America's form of government and how it has kept us freer than any other nation in the world. It's time to rediscover a more robust civics education.
To learn more, visit SutherlandInstitute.org. That's SutherlandInstitute.org. Paid for by Sutherland Institute. What is your family's favorite 4th of July tradition? How about starting a new 4th of July tradition? The Draper Philharmonic and Choral Society is premiering a brand new production entitled George Washington, Ordained of God. The storyline of this concert will excite you and your family and remind you of the real reasons you celebrate this amazing holiday. Come hear the prophecy about bulletproof George Washington, sung by an ancient Native American chief. Follow famous men like Henry Knox, John Adams, and Ben Franklin as they support George Washington in confronting Great Britain, the world superpower, with a naval force that has not lost a single battle in 94 years. How did Washington overtake such an incredible naval and land military? The concert is sure to become your new family tradition. Held at Abravanel Hall, June 25th and 26th. Get your tickets today by going to draperphilharmonic.org or get tickets at arttix.org.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. KSL News Time 1238. Federal employees and many major companies have the day off today with the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth. The host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, joins me now. And Boyd, why is it so important for us to celebrate Juneteenth? I mean, do we really have to tell people why it's so important? I mean, it seems very logical.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is very logical. I think you're absolutely right on that, Maria. I think one of the things that's important for us to recognize, there's an interesting lesson, I think, in Juneteenth in terms of direction. And really thinking about the broader scale. Of course, you know, Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation about 2.5 years before Juneteenth. And so while that technically gave all of those slaves their freedom, this group in Texas, you know, which had fled because of the Union armies, didn't know they were free. They didn't know. And you think of how many things in our society today where people just don't know. They may not know the freedoms they have. They may not know the opportunities that are available. And whether that's education, whether that's dealing with race relations, whether that's religious liberty, balancing with LGBTQ rights. There are so many things where I just don't think we've actually figured out how free we really are. And so one, I love that component to Juneteenth, that it was kind of the proverbial water getting to the end of the row. And then really recognizing it. But I also think it's important to keep in mind that this was about forward movement. I mentioned earlier today that the Reverend Amos Brown from the historic Third Baptist Church of San Francisco was in Salt Lake City this week. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints actually created a scholarship in his name to take young black students to Ghana, West Africa, to the original site of where that slave trade began. And Reverend Brown made the most stirring comment. He said, I want to take them there not so they will become bitter about the inhumanity and the awful things that happened, but so that they could become agents of betterment. And to me, that's what Juneteenth is all about, is not just for those in the black community, it's for all of us. How do we become agents of betterment that we can all really live up to the ideals in our founding documents in the country?
Until yesterday, I think there were many people who still didn't get what Juneteenth was. And yeah. Part of that is the name Juneteenth.
Right.
Which for those in the black community has such historical significance. Yeah. But for many people, they didn't know that it happened on June 19th. That's when they learned about their emancipation.
Yeah.
So the question for some of our texters has been, well, is Juneteenth really an appropriate name if some folks don't know what that means?
Yeah. And I think it's one of those that I think people will learn. I think that's an education process, and a lot of people just didn't know or didn't understand. I love the fact that the general that rode in there into Texas, General Order Number 3, was what that created. Mm-hmm. And I love that in the language that it changed the relationship between slaves and masters, that if anybody still wanted to work there or live there, it was the same thing that you would have with an employer and an employee. And again, just getting that all the way to the end and recognizing, yeah, there's hard things, there's bad and difficult things that we deal with and that we've done in our history. We haven't lived up to our ideals in so many ways. But the power of our country is its look to the future. And sadly, we've politicized too much of our past, and it's preventing us from applying the principles to the future.
Well, hopefully by the end of the weekend and all of the celebrations, people will be better educated.
For sure.
Of us will know more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
We do have an emergency traffic situation, or two now, Ricky Meese. What's going on out there?
We had three, but I'm going to start with the good news. The crash that we had been dealing with on northbound I-15 at the left construction split in Clearfield has been cleared. We are starting to see traffic beginning to move, but it's still going to take a while for these delays to clear out, because you still have slow and go and stop and go speeds that go from just before the Layton Hills Mall all the way up to Roy. But on the southbound side of I-15, we still have the cleanup that continues from a crash just after 5600 South Roy. It's in the left construction split. That is still causing heavy delays back to 31st Street in Ogden. We've also seen big improvements in Utah County in that they've opened up more lanes of traffic. The vehicle fire is on the southbound side of I-15 prior to 1600 North Orem. Now they're only blocking two right lanes of traffic. They've opened up, and that makes for a total of four center and left lanes of traffic that are open going through Linden on I-15 southbound. Again, you still have big backups almost to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heat advisories continue with a high of 99 degrees this afternoon. Fire danger is high too. as we could see dry thunderstorms and gusty winds this evening and overnight. Temperatures tonight down into the low to mid-70s. Then tomorrow, 99 degrees again under mostly sunny skies. By Sunday, Father's Day, we're back to 96 for a high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
88 degrees downtown.
Looking for an exciting career in the fast-growing, high-demand, cutting-edge medical industry? Look no further. Medley is expanding their market to Ogden, Utah. They're hiring for online pharmacy technicians. Take advantage of this fulfilling opportunity to assist people in navigating retail pharmacies and digital forms, as well as assist patients understanding their prescription benefit program in both traditional and specialty medications. Experienced technician specialists need knowledge of pharmacy day-to-day operations, pharmacy dispensing management systems in an energetic and engaging way. Medley is a second-generation, full-service digital pharmacy offering free same-day prescription delivery for all types of medication with an added benefit of giving a better customer care experience. Benefits include aggressive compensation and benefits package, opportunity for growth, flexibility, health insurance, and more. To find out more on job qualifications and to apply, visit medley.com/careers. That's medley.com/careers.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want you to know that the fundamental basic difference in the Kinetico soft water system is simply this. They are engineered differently. And because of that, because they are engineered differently, they are so simple they almost never break down. We have never had a maintenance call in our home. They're 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market. They deliver that soft water round the clock. Even when regenerating, that's something that other softeners simply can't do. And it's absolutely true, 70% more efficient. They consume so much less salt, 2/3 less salt. If you're thinking about a water softener for your home, or maybe a replacement for the old beast that is gulping down the salt down in the basement, give them a call at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, 576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
If you have an IRA or 401k, you're not going to like what I'm about to tell you. Contributing to your IRA or 401k is easy. But withdrawing this money in retirement, it's complicated and riddled with trapdoors. Ultimately, it could needlessly cost you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Learn how you could avoid this on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 1246, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
a push from Senator Romney to improve responses to wildfires. He's proposing a new commission that would take a closer look at how governments can keep fires from becoming catastrophes. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Jazz star Mike Conley may be back in the game tonight against the Clippers. ESPN reports he's working toward a return to the lineup. No official word yet from the team on Conley's condition after he's been out with a hamstring injury. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic continues both north and southbound I-15 in Weber, Davis, and Utah counties. The latest on this vehicle fire near Linden is still blocking 2 right lanes of traffic southbound I-15 with delays back to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures approach 100 degrees again today. There is a slight chance for a thunderstorm in the afternoon and more gusty winds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
88 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
President Biden at the White House expected to announce success in getting 300 million COVID shots in the arms of Americans in his 150 days in office. At the same time, vaccination rates are dropping in the U.S. The CDC says a more contagious Delta variant is also on the rise. In Atlanta, Vice President Kamala Harris speaking at Clark Atlanta University today, along with Senator Raphael Warnock, telling those who are hesitant to get the vaccine to help protect themselves and others by getting vaccinated.
Deaths from COVID-19 have fallen by 90%. Students are back in school in person. People of faith are back in the pews.
Triple-digit temperatures expected again today in parts of Nevada, Arizona, and California. More than a dozen states under heat or fire alerts. Residents being asked to conserve power. And along the Gulf Coast, from the Panhandle to Louisiana, a tropical storm system is threatening to bring heavy rain and flooding. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Did you know you can spot Bigfoot at one of the state parks or try archery or sleep in a yurt? Millions of people are visiting Utah state parks every year, but there are some cool things that you may not know about yet. And when the national parks are getting so crowded, these crown jewels are the place to be. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has this week's Heart of Utah.
You probably know by now about the bison on Antelope Island State Park. Now there's Bigfoot at Coral Pink Sand Dune State Park.
They purchased this 7-foot-tall metal Bigfoot statue. And if you find the Bigfoot in the sand dunes or in the trees, there's a shirt at the front entrance gate. You know, I found Bigfoot at Coral Pink Sand Dune State Park.
Utah State Park spokesman Devin Chavez grew up traditional camping in a tent on the ground, but there's also RV camping and so much more.
The yurts at Dead Horse Point, they're some of my favorites. You know, those yurts have air conditioning, electricity. There's a grill outside you can utilize. But then you head over to a place like East Canyon State Park and you have a hammock campground. It's a cool hexagon metal structure that you can hang, you know, up to 8 hammocks on. East Canyon State Park also has, you know, Conestoga style wagons that have a full-size king bed and bunk beds in there, and there's even a microwave. That's just an awesome new way to get out and experience these areas.
Chavez says Utah State Park rangers are post-certified. They cover boating around Utah. They also help teach life jacket and OHV safety and helmet laws. Many state parks have boating and OHV trails. They also have hiking, biking, fishing, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and archery.
You can go down to Fremont, Indiana, learn how to throw an atlatl, maybe jump on the ATV trail system, take a hike to the Cave of 100 Hands, and then you can look up and be a part of these amazing dark skies that are out there. We recently brought the total of dark sky designated state park to 10. That is more than any other state park system that we're aware of. I mean, if you've been to Gooseneck State Parks, you're in the car for a while, but the view from there is just spectacular. And the night sky, I mean, there's no light for miles and miles and miles.
A lot of people have been getting outside. Chavez says they counted 2.6 million more visitors to Utah's 44, soon to be 46 state parks and state park museums. This year, we get Utah Raptor State Park near Moab and Lost Creek State Park around the Morgan County Reservoir. Many of the state parks are right by a national park with views that match or exceed them. They're also used in movie and TV shows.
These were all hidden jewels for a lot of years, but now I think that they're all becoming crown jewels of Utah's outdoor recreation system. If you take Kodachrome Basin State Park and you put Kodachrome Basin State Park in Iowa, all of tourism and all of outdoor recreation in Iowa is going to be based around Kodachrome Basin State Park. We're so lucky, blessed, and spoiled here in Utah to have all of these amazing resources right at our fingertips.
Chavez says use stateparks.utah.gov as your trailhead and then get out there and recreate safely and responsibly. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.